The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. My name's Olivia, and this is my Radio Ravioli.
I'm not afraid to die. Yet, before discussing existence, some description is in order. I was baked the week of June 28th, 2006. I was brought into this room in a brown paper bag. I'm a condition of water, flour, and yeast. Hello, people baked, I'm bread, an abounding experience. Hello, I'm bread. I'm round and not particularly sure if I qualify as artisanal. Different, perhaps. I feel spongy, glutinous, on the tooth. Solid. I'm a testimony. I'm an allegory. This room is quiet. I feel autonomous tranquility. I'm Brad. I will go stale in 3 days. I will no longer be spongy or soft, and will crumble with the slightest touch. Breaking me is to make peace. Peace goes into the making of a poem as flour goes into the making of me. I'm Brad. Hello. I'm in this room with you. Look around. Imagine, if you must, walking into an exhibition space and encountering work so oblique you don't know what to make of it. The average museum goer stands in front of a work for 15 to 30 seconds. You've been looking at me for fairly the same amount of time. There are other works in the room. Look, look around. Do you see? Can you see? Listen, did you hear that? Hello, I'm Brad, just a loaf of bread. An average reader can comprehend about 200 words per minute. It is not that words are imperfect, or that when confronted by the visible, they prove insuperably inadequate. It is in the vein that we say that what we see never resides in what we say. I'm Brad, hello. Where do your eyes go? Brad crumbs. The floor, the walls, outside. I like reality, my taste is real. Look, I'm static. I can't go many places, I can't see many things. Hello, I'm Brad. Is beauty mystery? Is beauty terrifying? Is beauty transitory? Thank you. I'm Brad. Hello, I'm Brad. Hello, I'm Brad. I'm a piece of bread. I'm a large bread. Yet, before discussing existence, some description is in order. I was baked the week of June 28th. I was brought into this room in a brown paper bag. I'm a condition of water, flour, and yeast. Two people baked me. An abounding experience. Hello, I'm Brad. Hello, I'm Brad. I'm piece of bread. I'm a large bread. Yet, before discussing existence, some description is in order. I was baked the week of June 28th, 2016. I was brought into this room in a brown paper bag. I'm a condition of water, flour, and yeast. Two people baked me in a bounding experience. Hello, I'm Brad. I'm round and not particularly sure if I qualify as artisanal. Different, perhaps. I feel spongy, glutinous, unctuous, soft. I'm a testimony, I'm an allegory. This room is quiet, I feel a harmonious tranquility. Come closer, what do I smell like? Hello, I'm Brad. Hello, I'm Brad. Hello, I'm Brad. I will go stay in 3 days. I will no longer be spongy or soft, and will crumble with the slightest touch. Breaking me is to make peace. Peace goes into the making of a poem as flower goes into the making of me. I'm Brad. Hello. I'm in this room with you. Look around. Imagine, if you must, walking into an exhibition space and encountering a work so oblique you don't know what to make of it. The average museum goer stands in front of a work for 15 to 30 seconds. You've been looking at me for fairly the same amount of time. There are other works in the room. Look, look around. Do you see? Can you see? Listen, did you hear that? Hello, I'm Brad. Just a loaf of bread. An average reader can comprehend about 200 words per minute. It is not that words are imperfect, or that when confronted by the visible, they prove insuperably inadequate. Neither can be reduced to the other's terms. It is in the vain that we say that what we see never resides in what we say. I'm round and not particularly sure hello I qualified as artisanal. Where do your eyes go? Breadcrumbs, different perhaps. The floor, the life is spongy outside to me. I like reality. My taste is real. I'm a testimony, I'm static, I can't go many places, I can't see many things. Hello, I'm bread.
Allegory.
Is beauty mystery? Is this room terrifying? I feel a harmony.
Is beauty transitory?
Come closer. What do I smell like?
Thank you.
Of bread. I'm a large bread. Yet, before discussing existence, some description is in order. I was baked the week of June 28, 2016. I was brought into this room in a brown paper bag. I'm a condition of water, flour, and yeast. Two people baked me. In a bonding experience. Hello, I'm bread. I'm round and not particularly sure if I qualify as artisanal. Different perhaps. I feel spongy, glutinous, unctuous, soft. I'm a testimony. I'm an allegory. This room is quiet. I feel a harmonious tranquility.
Thank you. musically just let me go.
Good night. 1, 2, 3, 4, stop.
It's Olivia here. It's Olivia here. This is I'm Bread by Francisco Cordero.
I'm in this room with you. Look around. Imagine, if you must, walking into an exhibition space.
He's an interdisciplinary artist. But I just like the way his voice sounds.
In front of a work for 15 to 30 seconds. You've been looking at me for fairly the same amount of time.
Approach to bread.
There are other works in the room. Look, look around. Do you see? Can you see? Listen. Did you hear that? Hello, I'm bread. Just a loaf of bread. An average reader can comprehend about 200 words per minute. It is not that words are imperfect, or that when confronted by the visible, they prove insuperably inadequate. Neither can be reduced to the other's terms. It is in the vein that we say that what we see. What we see never resides in what we say. I'm bread, hello. Where do your eyes go? Breadcrumbs. The floor,
I like bread.
The walls, outside.
I had bread
I like
today,
reality.
I think. Or
my
crackers.
Taste is real.
She's kind of bread.
Look, I'm static. I can't go many places. I can't see many things.
Crackers and cheese.
Hello,
well, also, bread. I had French fries, which I guess isn't
is
really bread.
Mystery?
But it's
Is beauty terrifying?
It's sort of like bread.
Is beauty transitory?
It's just as satisfying, I think. Maybe it's just me. I had a good milkshake today. That's what I had. Which is not like bread. But there was a brownie in the milkshake, which is kind of like bread. It was a mocha mudslide shake. It was good. I also had pizza, which I guess is like bread. I really ate some quality things today. But I had pizza, which is like bread. That's probably the most like bread that I should have leaded with that. I had pizza today.
Hello, I'm bread. I'm piece of bread. I'm a large bread. Yet, before discussing existence, some description is in order. I was baked the week of June 28, 2016. I was brought into this room in a brown paper bag. I'm a condition of water, flour, and yeast. Two people baked me in a bonding experience. Hello, I'm bread. I'm round and not particularly sure if I qualify as artisanal. Different, perhaps. I feel spongy, glutinous, unctuous, soft. I'm a testimony. I'm an allegory. you look around. Imagine, if you must, walking into an exhibition space and encountering work so oblique you don't know what to make of it. Listen, did you hear that? Hello, I'm bread, just a loaf of bread. An average reader can comprehend about 200 words per minute. It is not that words are imperfect, or that when confronted by the visible, they prove insuperably inadequate. Neither can be reduced to the other's terms.
Just like pirates sending signals in the night, all night. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what? Lots of people can. But I'm not lots of people. I'm me. I'm the one who's had to live with me. I don't want to hear any resentment from anybody else now about how difficult I am. And I don't want to pick up a paper and read how unfit a mother I am when I have three marvelous children who seem to take and have always loved me. Fat, thin, funny, sad. They think I'm pretty good. I think they're great. I have loved and have never planned revenge. However this book turns out, it's because of it. I am the result of an audience, of a critic, of critics, of what people have made me. And in the meantime, there's been another whole human being, myself. It hasn't been even interesting enough to write good stories in the newspaper. It would be printed. I'm a good book. I am a good mother. I do believe in going to church. I love music. I love a lot of things that the people around me, that have surrounded me all my life, all my 44 goddamn marvelous, failing, successful, and hopelessly tragic and starlit years. I've been surrounded by people who were not in my league. They were the dictators. Now they're going to have to put up with their names being finished. They better not shoot it because I'm only going to write it the truth. In the meantime, how do I have the truth, Judy God, or Francis God, or whatever? Let's say a girl or a woman. I get angry. God, there's been lots of anger. I can get angry and turn my son off. I'm supposed to transport, I don't know.
Hello, I'm Brad.
I am
a piece of bread.
I do.
I'm a large bread.
Get so frustrated. It's very difficult for Irving. It's all well and good for you people, publishers. Now, this is not to be included in my book. For Irving the Tsar, they just take 50 pages and it would be taken off the paper. But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember, because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little bit, I'm doing it purely for money. Because I deserve it. I've sung. I've entertained. I've pleased your children. And you can't deny that! Now the government isn't pleasing me very much. They're not protecting me. They're going to move the house away with the kids.
Hello.
Sid Law.
Hello, I'm Brad.
Is some kind of, and a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pit. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge. Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.
I need this room with you.
minute.
Much? They're not protecting me. They're going to move the house away with the kids. Sid Law! Is some kind of, and there are a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pit.
For 15 to 30 seconds.
I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge.
There are other words.
Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.
Do you see?
But I think
can you
I've
see?
Got... something to write about at last.
Listen, did you hear that? Hello, I'm Brad, just a loaf of bread. An average reader can comprehend about 200 words per minute.
You won't like it, but you won't be able to take it.
It is not that words are imperfect, or that when confronted by the visible, they prove insuperably inadequate. Neither can be reduced to the other's terms. It is in the vain that we say that what we see, never resides in what we say.
I'm
Brett, hello.
I'm thin.
Where do your eyes go?
Slanders.
Bread crumbs. The floor, the walls, outside. I like reality. My taste is real. Look, I'm static. I can't go many places. I can't see many things. Hello, I'm Brad. Is beauty mystery? Is beauty terrifying? Is beauty transitory?